We're holding Kuf Lamed Hey on the base in the Gemara towards the bottom. The Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, we're left with this dilemma: how do we have a case of Yelid Balyus, which is Nimo Le'achod? So according to Rabbi Choma, you have a case because Rabbi Choma says that you need the mother should be Tamei Leidos. You can have a case where it was Yelid Balyus, but the tefillah was only after the later, so she wasn't the male later, therefore the child is nimel le'echot. According to Tanakhama, there's no such requirement. So where's the case of Yelid Bayis, which is nimel le'echot? Hechem Mishkachos lo. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, but l'keach shifcha le'ubra, that the person purchases the rights to the Uber. The way you purchase rights to an Uber, because we consider an Uber like it's not totally here yet, you buy the rights in the mother for the child. Similar to the idea of a person would get purchase the rights. Now he's not buying a tree; he's buying the pears of the tree. But the pears of the tree are not here yet. You can't buy the pears of the tree; they're not here yet. He buys the rights of the tree to get the pears. So he doesn't own the tree. The physical tree belongs to the original owner. Still, the ground belongs to him. The tree belongs to him. This person has purchased; he owns the rights in the tree for the purpose of the payers. That's the point. If you buy shifcha le'uber, it's not called a reloshu le'olam. If you buy an uber, it's called le'olam. If you buy a payers, it's called le'olam. If you buy shifcha le'ubra, you buy payers, elon the payrosav, it's not called shlobel le'olam. I'm buying the rights in the elon. I own this tree right now. That whatever payers it produces are mine. I own the shifcha right now in regards to the fact that I get the Uber. I don't own anything else in the shifcha. I only own the shifcha in regards to this one point. I get the Uber. Her work doesn't belong to me. You know, whatever, everything. But in regards to producing Ubers, she belongs to me.
So you can do, even if, let's say she wasn't pregnant at the time.
You can do shifcha le'uber even if she's not. So that the more grapples with is that a problem? Is that a problem of by Elon the Peros of? One second, Elon the Peros of. I think yeah, you could do that. There's a tesis about it whether you can do it if there's no Peros yet. Pashas you could. Pashas even if she's not pregnant yet, you could. Yeah. So what's the issue? If you don't own the mother, that you just own, you don't really own the mother, you just own the regards to the being the producing the a child. So that's not a normal, it's a lead bias, but it's not the normal ownership that a person would have, that you have the mother already. So it's a yelid bayis. You don't really have the mother. Since you don't really have the mother, it's like we basically parallel to the case before, where one person bought the shifcha, one person bought the Uber. Since you don't own the mother, that's a nimo le'achod. The Gemara says, one second, but over here you own in the mother the rights to the payers being the Uber. That should depend on the machlokes of kinyan peres is kinyan aguf dummy or not. So the more so honich lamandam or kinyan peres lafka kinyan aguf dummy, owning the peres of a field, the rights to the peres does not give you an ownership in the, considered like you have an ownership in the item. Lamandam or kinyan peres kinyan aguf dummy make it lameimer, but according to Rish Lakish, which holds kinyan peres kinyan aguf dummy, and owning the, we discussed this once. I don't remember when we discussed this. So let's say what the person would own the payers. He would be the exclusive owner of the payers. For example, the Gemara, there's a lach of Yemi Yermayim. If a person kills an Evet Kanani Skaivni, so if the owner kills Evet Kanani, so if the Evet dies, he hits the Evet, and the Evet dies within 24 hours of the hit. He's chayv misa. If the Eved survives 24 hours and then the Eved dies, the owner is not chayv misa. Let's say a case where Reuven had an Eved, Kanani, and he sold it sold him to Shimon, but he maintained the rights for the first 30 days that he's still going to use him. So the body belongs to Shimon, but Reuben has all rights of usage for the first 30 days. Who was it? Amir Mirmai. So you could argue four possibilities. The Mor actually says it's four tenorim. Each one says one way. One says neither, because neither one really owns the Ebbet totally. Shimon doesn't own him totally, because right now for these 30 days, the usage just belongs to Reuben, and Reuben doesn't own him because the body belongs to Shimon. One says both. One says Reuven, because even though Shimon owns the body, but Reuven, by virtue of the fact that he has all usages of the Eved, he has all payrus, everything which the Eved produces belongs to him. See, he in essence is the real owner. The kinyan of payrus which he has makes him he's the kinyan of goof. It's like he's the one who really owns it, even though Shimon really owns the body, right? But so there's a mandamar holds kinyan payrus is kinyan of goof dummy. Now that's whether he would have total rights. So he's the real owner.
Isn't someone responsible to feed her? So I mean, wouldn't that be the one that's really the one responsible for the body?
That's an interesting question. You know, we can make an arrangement. Any arrangement we want. We can make Shimon has to pay for the. In that case, whether Shimon has to pay for the food, and Reuben gets the work. That could be the arrangement.
Something like that.
But that Reuben gets all the work. So, who really owns the Eved? The one who gets all the work. This Tana holds. The one who has all uses of the thing is the real owner. You know, you're the sucker who's paying for it, and I'm the one who gets all the work. So you're a sucker, and I'm the owner. Like, you know, okay, it's your problem, not mine, you know. So over here, he doesn't own the shivka. He owns just what the shivka's going to produce. And the more I say, that's like not owning the shivka, and therefore, it's not called a told regular yulid bias, which is born, which would be 8 days. It's only 1 day. Well, it depends. If you hold the kinyan perikin, kinyan goof, dummy. So it's like he owns the shivcha. So he owns the shivcha. Should be nimul l'shmarna. So Michael, remember what he said over there. Amar Masharshia lekech shivcha amanashal l'hatvila. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that even though you'll be mentioning you have a chiyuv to be tovel, and convert this non-Jewish woman into a shivcha kananis, you can't keep her like that. But if the chachil of the arrangement was when he bought her from the non-Jew, he bought it amanas with the condition that he's not going to convert her. He's allowed to maintain her in that state indefinitely. So that being so, it's a yelid bayis, in that situation, you don't have a full ownership of the it's not a full fledged shivcha kananis because she's not Jewish. So then, the child will be nimul lechod. See Rashi.
That seems like an odd situation because the kid isn't Jewish at all, right?
So the child you can convert to the child is the din of an eved kanani. It has a din of an eved, which you would convert the child basically into an eved, you know, a full fledged Jewish eved kanani. Kitanoi, it's all the way up over there. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth narrow line. So Ravasi says that the having a tefillah, having a meal on the eighth day depends if the mother has tumor or not. Rashi says the brisa, as it's quoted in the Shiltis, I mentioned it before, was, don't ask me when before, but we mentioned it before, was the one of the, probably the first sefer, possibly the first or second sefer, which was composed after the redaction of the Gemara. It was composed in the 8th century by one of, Rav Achoy was one of the Goinim. And it goes by halachic topics based on the Parshias. So in Parsha Lech Lecha, which talks about the mitzvah milos, he has long halachic quotes from various Gemaras, etc., various points in regards to the halachas of Mila. So this is how it's quoted over there. Keitzad lokach shivcha meuberis.
Yoldo.
Zel miknas kesef shenim alishmaras. So you bought the mother ready muberis, so it's not called the advice. It's called the miknas kesef because you bought the uber. Since it was born in the Jewish house, so it's nimal lishmana. Lochach shivcha uvlad imo. You bought the mother with the child already born. Zel miknas kesef shenim aliyachod. So it's bought him on day three, so you do the milah right away. So there it was a case, it was called Yilid Bayis because he didn't buy the child, but the mother, and the mother became pregnant while she's at in his home already. It's called Yilid Bayis. Sheni Malaches. Rav Chama Omar, he tevila v'achakach yolda, ze Yilid Bayis sheni malashmana. If the tevila was before the leda, he bought the shivcha, she became muberis, she gave birth, so it's Yilid Bayis. But you also require that there should be tefila prior to the later. Zeh yilid bayis shenim aliyachas. Yolda b'chakach tefila. Zeh yilid bayis shenim aliyachas. Okay, that is the brayse. And the more, then it continues and says, "Bishlam l'ruchama mishkachas lo yilid bayis kidekatoni." He says, "Kesef shenim alishmaina kigayin shalokach shivcha b'chakach yolda." If you buy the shivcha and it gives birth, that's that's the Shmoina, Shifra meaning Muberis. Animal Echak Nami could go and Shaloch Shifra of Lada Ima, Al Tanakama, Bakulu. So that's the Girsa that you have in the Shultis. The Grashi was from Shalonuk, see, Animal Echak Nami could go and Shaloch Shifra of Zaubra. Now we have that in the Morse Bishlam, Akrandra of Choma, we also have the case of a. The miknas kesef, which is nimol echod, is zeh shivcha v'zeh ubra. The girsa in the shiltas is the case is nimol echod is lachos shivcha uvlada ima, which is what the Tanakhama said. So which one is it? Which one's the right girsa? When you're beinah zekrashi, the hotel legoros b'shiltas kagun shalachos zeh shivcha v'zeh ubra mishum dekashalei ma'duche l'ukmi b'shnei l'kuchos l'shnuye. Girsa, the sefer mireisha, the tani locha shivcha b'vlada ima zel miknas kesef shenim aliyachod. The truth is, either one is a good answer. The reason why Shiltas has a different girsa than our Gemara because he felt like the Gemara gave a perfectly valid case before. There's no need to search out a new case with two different owners. You bought a shivcha, but with a vlad, the child's already born, so it's a miknas kesef, which is nim aliyachod. If a case where they bought it beforehand, but one bought the shivcha, one bought the uber, like what are you there for? So he just changed the gears. Now, yesh lid bayis shenim aliyachod. Dishrei koi ksivi. Yilid bayis and miknas kesef. In regards to both of these halachas, yilid bayis and miknas kesef, the two psukim. Chag ksiv bei ches, v'chad lo ksiv bei ches. One pasuk says, yimo yilid bayis cho, umiknas kaspecho, bol yifarash bei l'ches, yomim. So there it says, you just give milah to these children. Uksiv is another pasuk, also in the same place. When Shmanasim him, Yimolachem Kol Zochar, the Dorosechem, Yilid Bayis Mitas Kesef. So there it says 8 days, and then it continues. It says Yilid Bayis and Mitas Kesef. So you need 8 days. So we have two pasukim for both. We start with the high the Mefarish Be Lishmana. So what's the criteria? Why should it be Lishmana as opposed to Liyachot? So, since it mentions in that pasuk, Ben Shmanasim Mim Yimolachem Kol Zachar, which means any a regular Jewish person, also any Zachar, and also including Yilid Bayis and Miktas Kesef. So we're going to talk about Yilid Bayis and Miktas Kesef, which is parallel and similar to the regular Jewish child being born. The domi liyisrael ma'ayish another rebbe says show yisrael mishakanal the domi delachem beinan the ksiba ukra yimolachem kol zochar anybody which is like any one of you, so that's going to be the criteria. Vahar yilid bayis mitzvus kesef. Then it mentions yilid bayis mitzvus kesef with that hilchak lochel shivcha muberis v'yolda hareza mitzvus kesef. The gush shalom hu b'meimah. It's you bought the uber ready. It was already considered something in the mother. Well, it's in the mother already. Who could know? And you bought that guf sholem. So to make this kesef, but it's born after she's already in the home, converted, etc. So she's nimel l'shmoina. The dumah l'lechem who shenel l'berishus shay Yisrael. Look, hashivka uvlada imo shekvar yoladatoy. Even though it's it was born immediately after birth, it's not 8 days old yet. Which the other puzzle says, you do mila the lab dim the lechemhu. It's not like it wasn't born by you. It's not like your normal Jewish child, which is born in the Jewish nation. That's mitzvah kesef. You didn't buy the Uber, you bought the mother. So what is it? It's a Yelid Bai. It's a child which is born in your home. So that's the case of a Yelid Bai, which is Nimel Lachas. What's the case of Yelid Bai, which is after one day, according to the Tanakhama, that the more is going to talk about? Rav Chama Amar, Hitvil of the Shem Avdus, Bechol Aleh Shem Teres Shifri Yisrael, the Yitzchayim of Bechol Mitzvah Isha Chayevitz Behen. She has all the lachas of being a Jewish mitzvah, like a Jewish woman. So, because you did the tefillah already, but how tumeya later she has a din of tumah. So you lead bayis shenim alaches. Then it's nim alaches. But yolda b'hitvila so you lead bayis shenim alashma echad. She bought this shifra, didn't convert her yet. The child was then she came present there. She was born in the person's home. So you lead bayis, but it will not be nim alaches because the mother wasn't tumeya later. And that's like Ravasi. So you see the din tuma, the din of ches depends on the din tuma, and that's like Ravasi. And Tanakama doesn't care about that. So you see that this din of Ravasi is a machlokes tanoim, and that's the more it was the original rule of Morris. Kitanoi. This din of Ravasi is a machlokes tanoim. Then the Morris goes, let's figure everything out. Bishlam the Ravakama, the Shani Ben Tvila Machak Yolda, Loyola Machak Tvila. There's a difference between when the Tvila was. So you're going to have mishkachas of lekula. You'll have all of them. Yelid bayis nimol leechad. What's the case? Yelid bayis is nimol leechad. Yolda rachakach tefila. Yelid bayis nimol leches. Tefila rachakach yolda. Ushneim mishinis arba etzloy to lahavi mitzvah kesef. If a person buys a shifcha, she becomes pregnant in his home. It's a yelid bayis, and it'll be either one day or 8 days, depending on when the tefila was. So now, Reb Chaim always requires tefillah. So he brought a shifcha, which is muberis. He put her in the mikveh right away, then gave birth. So it's a miknas kesef, but it's nimel leches because the time of the lady was already a Jewish mother with tuma, or a shifcha kananis mother with tuma, and born in the Jewish rishus totally. The one who owns the child does not own the mother at all. It's not similar to the case where you have a Jewish child being born in your possession in a certain sense, a regular Jewish child. Now, who is in the Matsi the Flugi Mikhtas Kasab and Yolda Bachakh Vila? Yolda Rashi says further, according to Rabbi Chama, you could say, I give you a case of Mikdash Kesef, which is Nimel Yechad, a case you bought the mother, which is already pregnant, so it's a Mikdash Kesef. Then the mother gave birth, and then you did the Tefillah. So you did the Tefillah too late, so male, it's Nimel Yechad, not Luches. That could have been a valid case also. With the memory of Mikdash Kesef, Nimel Yechad, Kugon Shalacha, Shifcha, Muberis, Ubra, Yolda, Bahakach, Tefillah. So the Mar could have said that. El Rabuz Hashminun, the one tell you Kiddush, the tefillah he tefillah b'achak yoldo mishkachos lo. Even if the tefillah was before, there's going to be a case of mitzvah kesef, which is nimel yechad. Now, v'holis shoni mitzvah kesef nimel yechad. The Rebbe Chama mila tanakama. The reason why the Mar didn't do what the Shiltas did and give the same answer for Rebbe Chama, for the mitas kesef, which is nimel yechad, like you did in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama's case was you bought a child which is already born, right? So you say, what's the case of a mitas kesef which is nimel yechad, a child which is just born? So Why? But the more didn't say the more said a case where one bought the shivcha, one bought the Uber. So Moore says in Rebbe Chama's Rashi, the Moore couldn't say that because that was the case that you brought the shivcha of Lada Ima means the mother wasn't to male later. So besides the issue of the Miknas Kesef, I feel another Mishalocha Nami Rebbe Chama Nima Leachet. This is a case where there was no tumas later. The issue isn't when it was born. The issue is that the mother, according to Rebbe Chama, the issue is that the mother didn't have tumah because there was no tefillah yet. Obviously, we just bought the shivcha. Now, so the problem over here would be even if you that problem would exist even if you bought the mother before the later and the tumah was only afterwards, it's still only nimel liyachad. So that's not a. We're looking for a case where the defining element of the miknas kesef was. Not the tefillah issue, but in the mikvah's kesef itself. And more so, because halakama, yilid bais nimel liyachad hechem mishkachas lo. Havari dumi delachemu was born in the Jewish home. And you don't need tumah according to the halakama. Hol v'labat tumas leida talya lididei. He doesn't need tumas leida to give it dinam nimel liyachas. So we're answering b'lakesh shevchel ubra. Rafil ben Yisrael, you bought it from another Jew. Even tami tameya leida, there's tumah there. She went to the mikveh ready. It's not called this is being born to you if it's not being born to a Jewish mother. Because he doesn't own, I mean, not being born to the Jewish mother you own in this case. Marcia, that should depend on the mechalakis of Kenyan Aguf, Kenyan Paris Kenyan Aguf, which is Hanicha put to the Rishi Shalakis, Rabbi Yechon and Baba Basa. So a person who does not have any, the mother has no halachas of mitzvahs at all, it's not born to the Jewish people. But tumas leida is not the issue. Okay. New case. New sugya. Tanya, back a little more. Five lines on the bottom. We need a child to know definitively the child is a viable child. It needs to survive for 30 days. Even a child which is not really a viable child and will not last, it can schlep along up to 30 days. If it survives 30 days, we know the child is viable. We'll see regards to what halach is. That's by a human. Shemanas yamim bebehema ain't on nefil by an animal. You need 8 days to know that. Shenemar miyamashuni v'holo yeretzelik rabat. You can only bring it as a korban after the 8th day. In other words, because that's when you know it's a viable animal.
How do you know that's the reason?
How does Shemanas know that's the reason? I don't know how you know that's the reason. How does Shimon Gamliel know the reason? Right. I don't know how you know. That's his understanding of the psukim is that it's not that there's a specific time per se. It's just this is when we consider it viable. So Moore says holoi shaw, which Moore says means up to 30 days. Yes. I'm not sure what you're responding to. According to Shimon Gamliel, the reason why you do pinyan aben after 30 days is because until then we don't know that we're not sure about the viability of the child. Well, by the pinyan aben, also says first you have to wait 30 days. But he's saying that the reason why the Torah is saying so is a question of viability. And a non-viable animal would have a din of a treif or whatever it is. You couldn't bring it as a korban. Understanding why it's so. Right. Moore says, Holy Shah, Sveikavi, according to Shimon Gamliel, if you do not have that period of time, so the viability is questionable. So we have a problem. Mimol Hechim Mahalinan Leisa, how can you do a meal on the 8th day when it's Shabbos? You might do the weekday, fine. You don't have to do Mechal Shabbos. Well, if the child's not viable, there's no Loch of Mila on it. You mean Mechal Shabbos. So how can you do that, according to Shimon Gamliel? The answer is whatever you want, wherever you look at it, it'll be okay. Why? Imchaihu shaper kamoyole. If it's a viable child, so the meal is proper. Vim lav, if the child's not a viable child, mechata mebasuhu. We look at it as the non-viability of the child. We give it aloha as if the child really is not really here, alive. So you're cutting dead meat. That's not Isser. Morris says, one second. It's a fascinating question. The Mor does not seem to say that point. The Mor says it's not considered an act of chaburah. The Rekiriger asked the question, what do you need it for? Just tell me it's mekalkel, which is what you wanted to say. That's Rekiriger's question. But the Mor does not go that way, because we'll see as the flow of the Mor, that's clear that the Mor is not going that way. The Mor is saying the point is cutting, it's considered, what you're really dealing with is the Mor is saying is a child which really is not really alive. Just there's some chiyus which is holding on to a period of time, so it's, you're cutting dead meat. It's not considered chabura.
What if you really did die? He's already dead. Then you can make the week.
So then you do meal right away. It's not, that halacha that we cut off the orla is not the mitzvah of meal. It's a concept. It's proper. Whatever, before you put the child to the ground, you cut off the orla.
That's not a
halacha meal at all. And obviously, we're not doing that on Shabbos. Now, the Hod Tanya, Sabbat Ben Zayin. Now, the Mor says, let's go back. We had the Brisa before on Kuvla Mehemet Aleph. Sabbat Ben Zayin, Sabbat Ben Ches, Emechal Lomas Shabbos. So am I. What's the problem? Nimalei Memonosha. Imchayu, if he's a Ben Zayin, he's alive, Shabbat Kamoyo. And he was in Vim Lav, and he was a Ben Ches, Mechat Mebasu. He's just cutting flesh. It's not Chabura. Said the same thing over there. And you didn't say that. We said over there, you can't do Mila on Shabbos by Sabbat Ben Zayin, Sabbat Ben Ches. So, what's the problem according to your logic? The Mor says, Omer Mar Berei de Ravina, Anno, Vrav Nechumi, Bar Zecharya. We both answer this question. Targimno, we explained that Brisa before. The Brisa, you're right. Really, the Brisa, you could do Mila. That wasn't the problem. The problem is that way you said that it's not Mechal Shabbos. Is going, but since you have a suffix over there, so to do the Mila, you have this idea of this Mamon of Shach. Wherever you look at it, you're okay. But to go fix the knife, so you're allowed to fix the knife for a mila, but you know over here it's a suffix mila, so you can't fix the knife. You can't do much shir mila, and that's what the Brisa was talking about before. Now, the problem which you're going to have with Rabbi Eliezer, if Rabbi Eliezer holds like a shir mila, so then every meal is always a suffix, so you never can do much shir mila on Shabbos either. So where's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? So obviously he has to disagree with Rabbi Gamliel. The point was the case before, where it was a Sabbat Ben Zayin, Sabbat Ben Ches, where that was a specific instance where we agreed there was a question of the viability of the child. So Rabbi Eliezer has to agree to. So that case, it said you would have a problem, you can't do the Machshir Mila. Let's see Rashi. Ufuduyov, second line from the bottom, on Kuflam and Hema Beis. Bebechor Adam Ksiv. So the opinion is by Bechor Adam, Ben Chodesh, Ben Atoli, Behochi, Shmamino, Achsham, Nisparashu, Ben Kayom, and Bolakadam, okay. The plea has to be specifically for 30 days, so Shemil holds that the reason why that's so is because you need, it's a question of viability. Holy Shah. 30 days by the Adam, or by Behemah Ches Yomim, Sveika Havi. It's a questionable. Hashas Parva, although the Mor is questioning that, because if so, Mimol Hechem Malinon, Shum Kotim Yemashuni, Beshabbos, how can you do meal on the eighth day? Dilman Nefel, who maybe is a Nefel. Well, it calls you Lomel, you can't do Mila, versus Chabura, Shalom Lashay Mitzah, you're doing an act of making a wound, not for the purpose of Mitzah, which is also. So the Mor says, you have a monosha. Im chayu, klamer, im kolach, adoshav. If he really was a viable child, which had the full amount of full term shaper kamoil. The meal is proper. And if not, mechatam abosar shkuta, who is like he's dead already, v'lechaburihi. You're not cutting anything. You're not making a wound. The Mor says, what's the case of the ben zayin men chaz? The Mor says, lo nitzuch ela hodet oni emechal el inyan machshirei mila. Rebbe Eliezer, the Omer, dochu Shabbos, Rebbe Eliezer holds that machshirei mila dochu Shabbos. So hani mila dekim le megabei shekol chadosh. That's only possible if you know for sure the child was a full term. She'avru tes chadoshim mishashimsha ad sheyiladatu. So how will we know that? We know the last time that the husband and wife were together was clearly nine months ago, at least. But if you don't know if the child is a full term, so maybe the child is therefore a nafel. So then it can't be. They can't be doichin. Dimalav var mimalhu. Mechalu Shabbos, Baso Yisipachamim Mubarzel. It's a chilu Shabbos of making the coals that you need to make the knife and making the knife, etc. All those things would be also to do because of the stuff. So Rashi really gives you a sneak preview of the next Gemara later on. The Gemara talks about the other, that we have a case where we can circumvent Rashi Mil's problem. If we know the child is a 9-month child, we assume that it's not a nafel. How would you know that? How do they know exactly when the conception was? They wouldn't be able to know that. Well, they know that the husband and wife are not together. The husband and wife know. They know. They're able to say they know that they weren't together. They know. I'm Rabbi Kitzanoi. This idea that you're saying, that you're answering and saying that a full, even though if it's a nafel, it has a din of being totally dead. There's no halachas of making a wound in it, because it's considered dead already. That's a machlokas tanoi. Okay, it says, the Pasuk says, they're talking about an animal which is tahara, the kosher animal which dies without a shechita. So it's called an avail and it has tumah. Okay? So we're gonna the Gemara is gonna darshan from the word shahilachem l'achla, Abi ben Shmoina she'ein shkitasu matarosu. The Gemara says in Bukharis that a behemoth daka, we had a Rosh Hashanah also. Somebody just reminded me yesterday, we had a Rosh Hashanah also, Lav Shekorim, that a behemoth daka gives birth after 5 months. A behemoth gasa gives birth after 9 months. Gestation of a behemoth gasa, of a cattle, is 9 months. So if you have an 8th month child, it's a nafel. And the Tanakhama says, she'ein shkitasa mitarosa. Even if you do a shkita to it, the animal is considered dead, and has it in a nevela, and has tumas nevela. Even you did a shkita. So the animal gave birth. The child seemed to be alive. You shech them. If you know it's a case, if it's a ben shmoyna, so the shkita does not accomplish anything to it. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shkita, Rabbi Tarosu. No, the shkita makes it, it's not a nevela. My love, this is the machloekis, the marsav rechayhu, marsav remesu. So they're arguing, do you deal with a nafel as dead, so the shkita is irrelevant, it's already dead, so it has a din of nevela, tumas nevela, or you deal with the shkita, the nafel is being alive, and therefore the shkita will be effective. So the same thing over here, according to him, doing the mila with this mamana shach is not true. It's a nafel, so you can't do the mila on Shabbos. On the other hand, if you do a wound in it, it's called wounding the child on Shabbos, which would be also. Samora is challenging the answer that Rav Adar Bar Ava said it should be told dependent on this machlokes tanoi. Samora says no. Amar Rava. Ihochi, Rava says back to Abaya. Ihochi, that's the machlokes. They're arguing what the status of a nafel is, whether it's a dead or alive. So, rather than that, it should be machlokes to Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda and also Rabbi Shimon regards to whether it's Tomei or Tor, lifting it in Yenechila. Well, why don't you say that the Shechita should make him what to eat? If he's considered alive. El Rabbah says, the Kuliyama Mesu. So there are, it has a din of being, it's a non-viable, and so the regards to Rav Abba's idea, cutting the flesh is like cutting basar, it's not considered making a wound. So then what's shot in Rav Yisrael Yehuda, Rav Yisrael Shimon, all that, it's tor, if it's dead, it's, why is it tor? Sabi Kitrefa. They hold it has the same aloha like if a person shechs a trefer. Sheva lav abagav de mesihi, shitasim et harasa. Hachinami lishna. So they hold it's parallel to the idea of a trefer. A trefer is, we saw in Sanhedrin, a person kills a trefer, he's potter because it's not a full level of being alive. Harikas trefer is potter because it's not a full chiyus. But when a person shechs a trefer, if it shechita is done properly, there's no tumas nevela. The animal is not considered fully alive. So why is it even the shechita should make it a nevela? So we see, no, that shechita takes away tumas nevela. So the Rabbanan say, excuse me, it's not a parallel. Lo dama the trefer. Trefer hoysa lo shasa kersher. Hai lo hoysa lo shasa kersher. Trefer was at one point in time fully alive and became a trefer. So over there, its chiyus extends further and allows it so that its shechita should be matirit. But over here, this child was born already in this state of not being viable, so the shechita can't do anything to it. The shechita will not help it to take away the tumas nevel. And Morris says, okay, if that's your argument, what about a trefa? What about a born trefa? But if you take a trefa mi betta ma'ikul lemeimer, that's a case where an animal was born viable, a regular child. And then it got attacked by some type of a carnivorous animal, and left it a trefa, put a hole in its lung. Okay, you know. But what about a case where it was born a trefa? Our answer is hasam yesh b'mina shchita, but the concept of the shchita is applicable to trefas. Hacha ein b'mina shchita, but a nefel, the concept of the shchita doesn't apply. Okay. So they're arguing exactly how to understand the process of trefa. The interesting shita, I'm not pulling out who it was, one of the Rishonim, I think it's a Rambam. I'm fairly sure it's a Rambam. The Rambam says that according to this argument, so if a person will eat a half a kazais of a nevela and half a kazais of a trefa, would he get malchus? It's two different veras in the Torah. There's the vera of trefa, the vera of nevela. A person eats half a kazais of trefa and half a kazais of chelev, he doesn't get malchus. Each of vera is only half a kazais. So if I call correctly, the Rambam says you get malchus. Because trefa, the yisod of the isra of nevela is, it's a dead animal. The yisod of the isra of trefa, it's a different form of a dead animal. Trefus is a problem that there's element of it's not alive, so it's a parallel halacha. So either Rambam someone gets any malchus, or he's refers to talking about the halacha of tuma. No, he has someone getting malchus. I think pretty sure it's a Rambam, but he says you mitzarif it too. So so they're saying. So you're telling me it's a mesa, but there's a din that shechita takes up tumah. That's clear in the pasuk. The shechita takes up tumah by treif. So the navel should be the same thing. The Tanakhama says the treif is better than this case. See Rashi. Kitanoi. Navel gomer im chasher kimeis. This idea that you said that a navel gomer is considered totally dead already. Kitakomer ravada v'rahava. Rav Abba's answer was ein ala mechatim b'basar, you're just cutting meat. Oh, low, or that's not true. And v'havi chabur is considered a wound. Is a mechlokes tanoi. That's what Abaye says. L'ochel havi ben ches. The kulik krom adorish in Taras Kahanim. The whole pasuk is explained in the Taras Kahanim. Each part is coming to teach us something. It says mina behema. We say mixes behem and matama, mixes en and matama. And that's how we know prala treva is shochta, that a treva who has shechita is not tome. If the pasuk is coming to exclude a treva which has shechita, mechalal debatahara koi. So obviously tome behemah which is tor, because otherwise there's no account of the treifas being tor by a behemah. By a behema, by a non-kosher animal. So then, if so, the animal you could eat, what's it coming to be marber? Lobby behema tameya. Fish parsh mishon is exceed by the whole behema shahila mafresas parso ben in malas gebro. Look at the hosom be everman a chai, a custom of dabra. So the Torah can understand that the next part is shahila hilachem, any animal that you have. Even means behem, which is non-kosher. That's a pasuk earlier. That's the more the Tarshkan said. That's referring to the case of an Avram and a Chai. Part of the animals that was ripped off, Bechaim and also Estuma. The parsha Zuba Mesa. This parsha is talking about a case where it's dead. The Mesa Vale. It's the whole animal is dead. La Ochla, La Ben Ches Chodashim Shav Shkitasim Misa. Umatama, even though shechted, it's still tame. And these two other tulaim argue. Marsa b'chayu, the more says the bais says they argue. Fichu b'shitasa b'tarasa, they hold it's alive, and they hold it's dead. The Tanakam holds it's dead. The more says the Rava says no. If that's the argument, linyan achila im mutar b'achila b'shitasa im la. Let the Tanakam say you can't eat this ben ches which is shechted. Let Rabbi Yehuda say you could. Reality, that's not the argument. The argument, do you draw a parallel to treifa? Treifa, she tells him, tarosa, and the tame. She that works by treifa, kitapricious. So over here also, and Tanakama says, no, treifa, he's a lisasa kosher. Lishochet, there was a period of time when there was a kosher animal, you could shaft him, litar, cut him, and it would have tahara. Cut him, she did it from before, became a treifa. And this doesn't have that. Okay, let's hold the boil of who. And hopefully with tomorrow we'll be able to get the